SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. Stormwater is the excess water from rain, snowmelt, and irrigation that doesn't absorb into the ground as surface runoff. This type of pollution is significant because, unlike the water that goes down a sink or toilet in our homes, stormwater is untreated and flows directly to a lake, river, or the ocean. Stormwater matters because it affects the quality of water used daily by humans as well as wildlife in our local ecosystems. Caltrans has set out to educate Californians on simple actions we can all take to keep our waterways clean. On the line to tell us more is Caltrans Project Manager Lauren Magana. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Lauren, start by telling us, what is the Stormwater Education Program?
Absolutely. The Stormwater Public Education Program is a three-year public education campaign led by us here at Caltrans, which aims to raise awareness of the sources and pathways of stormwater pollution and also encourage motorists to make choices to protect and improve water quality here in California. Our campaign highlights tips and ways to reduce litter and other pollutants on highways, like bacteria from pet waste or pesticides and other yard chemicals, brake dust and metals from cars, dirt and leaves, and the list goes on and on.
And why are you doing this campaign?
We're trying to educate the public on the harmful impacts pollution has on stormwater, the environment, and people. And here in California, we all play a role in keeping water pollution-free. Just like the name of the campaign, let's change this to that. The let's actually means let us all make a change, as no single agency can do it alone. We need the public to actually help partner with us on these efforts to help make a difference. We're also running this campaign to reduce pollutants and litter from reaching our waterways and to help the general public understand their role in keeping California's highways and waterways pollution free. We also want to remind the public of how important it is to keep our water pollution free for their health and the health of aquatic life. We feel it's really important for the public to be familiar with the six pollutants of concern in our waterways.
And how is the campaign funded?
Caltrans received funding from our Division of Environmental Analysis and Stormwater Implementation to reach as many Californians as possible during this three-year campaign.
What are the primary pollutants of concern in California, and where do they come from?
The six key stormwater pollutants here in California are bacteria, metals, nutrients, pesticides, sediments, and trash. Bacteria, one of the most common pollutants of bacteria is actually pet waste. So we ask the public to please make sure that they not only pick up their pet waste, but that they're properly disposing it. A lot of people think that pet waste is one of those things that's biodegradable. And so often you'll see some on the ground or even like bagged on the ground, but that's not the case. We actually need them to properly dispose of it versus leaving it anywhere. Heavy metals are also another pollutant of concern, like copper from brakes, chemical leaks, etc. We really ask that the public try to go to a car wash and have your car regularly serviced when you do encounter any leaks like that. Going to a car wash, a commercial car wash, is a great way to reduce pollutants in stormwater because commercial car washes actually use recycled water. Nutrients is another one. Nutrients come from yard waste. So we ask the public to please pick up their leaves and grass clippings, et cetera, and use green waste bins versus just leaving that in the gutter. Pesticides from our grass and plants, we really want the public to consider using eco-friendly alternatives. Sediment, we ask that the public please sweep up dirt instead of hosing it off. You're obviously going to save a lot of water doing that. Litter and trash is another one of those key pollutants, especially the smaller items like a stick of gum. Every water quality region in California is affected by stormwater pollutants. In some regions, like the ones in San Diego, Los Angeles, Santa Ana region, and San Francisco Bay region are affected by all six key pollutants. We created an infographic titled What's in Your Stormwater that explains each of the pollutants and what actions the public can take to prevent them from ending up in our waterways. The easiest way to find that infographic to get more information is to go to our website at cleanwaterca.com.
I'm speaking with Caltrans Project Manager Lauren Magana. How can Californians learn more about the Stormwater Education Program, and how can local communities or organizations partner with the Stormwater Education Program?
It's really easy to learn more about the Stormwater Public Education Program and the campaign. Let's change this to that. We ask that everyone visit our website, cleanwaterca.com. Again, that's cleanwaterca.com. ca.com. And on that, you'll be able to find local events and partnerships to get involved in your community to make impactful tips to incorporate in your day-to-day habits.
What are some ways that we can help prevent pollution from entering our highways and waterways?
You can reduce pesticides in our waterways by considering to switch to eco-friendly yard products and always follow label directions when using them. Always pick up your pet waste and dispose of it properly to prevent harmful bacteria from entering our waterways. Pet waste is extremely toxic. The EPA estimates that waste produced by 100 dogs in one weekend can contain enough bacteria to temporarily close a large bay for recreational use. Properly maintain your car to prevent brake dust and other heavy metals from polluting stormwater. And to prevent sediment and yard waste from entering waterways, sweep your driveway or sidewalk instead of hosing it off. Make sure leaves and grass clippings end up in your green waste can, not in the gutters, which will lead right into the storm drains.
What current efforts are taking place to prevent pollution from reaching our waterways?
Well, we're currently running our statewide media campaign in our five largest media markets. We're highlighting how the public can take steps to reduce pollution while also adding to the storm drain infrastructure along our highway system statewide. We're also working with partnering organizations across the state to reach out to local communities and provide them with educational materials and support for their cleanups and events. Our goal of the campaign is for the public to understand what the key pollutants of concern are and how they can make simple changes around their homes, yards, and vehicles to help keep our waterways free of pollution.
What is one simple change that we as Californians can do to reduce stormwater pollution?
Yeah, great question. Small changes make a huge difference. Clean up after your pet and properly dispose of their waste. Pick up a piece of litter, even if it's not your own, and put it in the trash. Fix your leaky car. That's huge. Use eco-friendly pesticides. It all adds up and can make a difference. Properly dispose of your trash and recycling. This includes cigarette butts, which incidentally are the number one littered item. And not that smoking, you know, isn't bad enough already, but one factoid that the public isn't aware of, just one cigarette butt can pollute up to 500 liters or 133 gallons of water, which is just way too much. Keep your vehicle clean and use car wash facilities as they recycle water. Participate in local creek, river, or beach cleanups. You can go to our website again, cleanwaterca.com, for opportunities near you. This is a great way to bring the community together around a common goal, but you don't have to wait for an event. You can also make an impact in your community today by creating your own cleanup event too.
And how can Californians prevent litter from ending up on our highways and waterways this summer?
Yeah, we know a lot of people travel during the summer. When traveling, be mindful of those loose items in your vehicles that can make their way to highways and waterways. We ask the public, try to keep a small garbage bag in your car for loose items like receipts or food wrappers, and then throw them away when you grab gas or get home. Remember to properly tie down and secure your truckloads if you plan on traveling with large camping equipment or boats. Loose items falling on the road can damage other vehicles and pollutes our highways and waterways as well. We ask that the public also report illegal dumping to local authorities. That's going to be very helpful. A proper trash disposal is vital to maintaining water quality in California, no matter what activity you're doing this summer. If you're going on the trails, camping, anything like that, pack out what you pack in. Remember to bring a garbage bag with you if visiting a beach or state park. Try to leave the area better than how you found it to make sure everyone can continue to enjoy these spaces for years to come.
I've been speaking with Caltrans Project Manager Lauren Magana. Anything else you want us to know?
We're really hopeful that the public will join in this effort with us. On our website, cleanwaterca.com, you can find very helpful tips and tricks so that you can actually help us and partner in this effort. We're really hopeful that the public will join us to help make sure that we can continue to keep our highways and waterways clean.
Tell us again where we can go to get more information.
The public can go to cleanwaterca.com. That's cleanwaterca.com for helpful tricks and tips to find out how they can help us in these efforts.
Thank you so much for talking with us today, and thanks for helping us change this to that.
Thank you so much.